Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Joining us on the John Schuster-Cole Banker Hotline, he's been on this show many times, from the Minnesota spokesman, recorder, that will be Charles Holman. But Charles Holman tonight, an hour from now, 9 p.m., will be featured on the Fox 9 News. And I wonder why. Maybe I know why, but I'm going to let him explain why he's going to be featured. First off, Charles, you're out of town. Let everybody know where you're at right now.
I'm in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, which is where the University of Alabama plays. It's cited, but I'm at Stillman College. I'm at the HBCU Athletic Conference basketball tournament, men and women. HBCU Athletic Conference is the only all-black conference in the NAIA. So there's 13 teams for the men, 13 teams for the women. This is day three for me, and the championship games will be on Sunday. So I'm having a lot of fun. They've been here before. It's good competition. Four games a day, basically, and it's been good games. Good game. There's three Minnesota players, that's kids that are here playing on one of the teams. So I got a chance to talk with them, and it's been fun. Really, it's been fun. It's been exciting. I'm the only Northern grad here, so I've been treated like a king, so to speak. So.
You living the high life right now, man. You living the high life right now. Well, for the listening audience out there, 9 p.m. tonight on Fox 9, you're going to be featured with regards to, I think the person that may have done the story on you was Ahmad Hicks, right?
Correct.
All right, so give me a little bit of some behind the scenes. What are we going to be looking at an hour from now?
Well, he came to watch me coach at South, so he talked to me before our game, and then they filmed half of the game watching me and had me mic'd up. So I had to bite my tongue many times during that game. Then they filmed me covering a Gopher game. And they did a sit-down interview with me as well and talked to several of my players. So it's really a nerving kind of thing.
Basically, it was a day in the life of Charles Holman, to be honest with you.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know why I was asked to do this. And when I asked Mr. Hicks why, he told me that I'm a legend. I said, well, people been lying to you.
Nah, he ain't been lied to, man. He ain't been lied to. I think it's awesome, man. You deserve all the flowers that you're getting, that you've gotten and still will continue to get. You know, just a couple of years ago at the Women's Final Four, you got your flowers, became a Hall of Famer. I like that we do that, man, just because we should always show respect and appreciation for the people that do a damn good job at really, you know what I'm saying, putting in the work.
Well, I'm a worker bee, Henry. I even told Ahmad that ethic was built in me from my parents and my uncle, who all three raised me. And we didn't do it for show. We did it because it's supposed to be done. And so, therefore, I get somewhat uncomfortable when people start saying I'm this and I'm that. Even down here, the commissioner of the conference, who I've gotten to know over the years, she's bragging about, I'm a legend, I'm a Hall of Fame. I just want to do the job. I just want to be a reporter. I want to cover games, talk to people, interview people, get around. And, you know, when people talk about me, that makes me feel a little uncomfortable because I don't do that. I don't promote myself. I just do the work. And hopefully one day I'll get that crown of glory that I'm striving for when I get to heaven. But that's all I want right now.
I hear you, man. I hear you. We're talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. A nice piece we'll hear about him and his kind of day-to-day, a day in the life of Charles Holman, watching him be a reporter as well as a coach. And that's something that we haven't talked about that much here on your time on the show throughout the last couple of years because, you know, I'll talk to you about Gopher basketball, both on the men's side, women's side, Gopher football, whatever it is, all things sports, Timberwolves. But let people in on, like, your basketball background because you've been a basketball coach for a long time.
Yeah, I have. Sometimes too long. I've been coaching at South. This is my 30th year at South High School, the longest I've ever been at any school. And I've been a head coach at three different schools. And been basically coaching high school basketball. I coached grade school a few years. And then I also done park board. And I coached summer league ball. And I worked basketball camps over the year. I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy working with the kids. We just finished our season. My team, which I'm a ninth grader. I coach a ninth grade team. We just finished our season tonight. We finished a record 22-4. And that I never won that many games ever. So
that's congratulations, man.
yeah, we finished second in the conference. We lost to North twice. So North finished undefeated. We finished second. So, and I keep telling people, last year my team only won six games. So to win 20 any level is good, but we won 22 games, and then we only lost one game outside of conference. So I'm very happy with these kids. I thought we worked really hard. The kids really bought into what we were trying to do this year. They wanted to win. They wanted to play hard. And we didn't get blown out very often. The four losses that we had, it was close losses. And we blew out some teams, but we also played some close games, too. So it was fun. I'm glad the season's over with, because now that's one less thing I got to do.
Yeah. How do you think in the long run things look this year for South?
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we knew it was going to be a rebuilding year. We lost eight kids. We had eight singles on that team that went to the tournament last year. So we knew it was going to have some ups and downs. And we finished fourth. We tied with Southwest in the conference. It's just been that kind of year. You know, we have some good games. We have some lousy games. And that's what you have. You have kids that learning how to play as a starter or learn how to play, you know, with players that you haven't done. So, we expected that. And so it's been hard because, you know, some kids think it just carry over from last year. And we kept telling you're not the same team from last year.
Yeah.
Okay, last year's team was a special team, a very special team. We just missed beating Alexandria. But we knew this year was going to be a real struggle. We really lost a lot of leadership off that team from last year. And we, trying to get that back together. So, but the kids been competitive. Kids have worked hard, and we've had our lumps. But the conference has been down this year. You know, there's no world beater out there. So hopefully these kids that played for me, hopefully they can stick. We can stay together, and we can be that kind of team in a couple of years. We think we can because my kids really want, you know, they really play well together and if they stay together. But you know, Henry, in the city, kids don't want to stay. You know, kids.
Yeah.
they it's worse than the college, you know. There's no transfer portal. They just transfer.
I like that. That's a good one, man. Ain't no transfer portal. They just transfer. Well, tonight with the piece with you, what's the one thing that you hope people get out of it if they've never met you before?
I hope that they'll see me as a humble person that works for the goodness of our community and working with kids. You know, I want them to be the best they possibly can. Like I said, I don't know to make the piece, and I said 90 to 95% of our kids are not going to play college ball and not going to play pro ball, but they will be good citizens, and I want them to be that. And if they can come away with that experience, that somehow 10 years from now they can look back and say, wow, Coach Harmon taught me this or Coach Harmon taught me that, that'll be good. And then as a journalist, I just keep working. I want people to read my stuff. I only write for one person every week, and if they read it, I'm good. And, you know, what I'm doing here is those three kids I interviewed, they were shocked to see me here. You know, why would somebody from Minnesota come and talk to them? And I said it, and I always ask the question, why not? Okay?
Yep.
And so, therefore, I'm featuring them in my story this week, and it's good. You know, it's a challenge for me. I challenge myself every week and every day to get better. I don't live on yesterday's laurels. I want to get better every day. And so I'm challenged. I've never been to an all-black conference tournament before, so it's been fun. Really fun to be here with all black people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome, man. That is awesome. And, you know, for me, I need to get back to attending an HBCU event just as a proud Morehouse College grad. It's been too long, and I'd love to be in an event like that.
Oh, it's fun, you know, especially hearing the cheers and, you know, seeing the cheerleaders. The cheerleaders work on rhythm. They ain't like the cheerleaders we see around locally.
Oh, see, he didn't gave the game. Hold on, Chris. Chris, he didn't gave the game away already. Look at him. He didn't gave it. We know why he's down in the dirty South right now. He's giving the game away. Oh, Charles.
You had me at dirty, man. You had me at dirty.
Oh,
but
man.
It's fun. Oh, the food, the hospitality is great. I you know that. You would spend time in the South. People have been treating me very well since I've been here. I haven't had any complaints from anybody. I mean, in terms of, you know, if I asked for something, I got it done. You know, they helped me out. They showed me plays and stuff like that. So I really appreciate that. Because I've never been in this part of Alabama before. So it's been fun to walk around campus and seeing the things and talking to people and getting the history of what's going on. And then I think, you know, I have that kind of personality, so to speak, that people like to talk to me, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, you know, so I'm. You know, I talked to the fisher tonight, and I got some information from him that he probably wouldn't share with anybody else. I'm not going to put in the story, but just, you know, just I want to know, hey, how many games you working? You know, that's 4 games a day. You know, that's a lot of games. And over a course of a week, that's a lot of games that have to work. He told me he's working 5. I say, oh, wow, that's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
Especially when nobody comes to see you play. They just, you're just blowing a whistle.
Exactly. That's funny. Well, hey, Charles, man, hey, be safe down there. Enjoy the rest of your trip. And I know that the people out there in the listening audience will be paying attention to the Fox 9 News at 9 o'clock tonight.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen it neither, so I'm looking forward. They're supposed to send me a clip later on tonight so I can see what it looks like. So I'm looking forward to seeing it, too. I want to know if they got my best side.
I'm sure it does. All right, be well, my friend.
You too, Henry. Thanks for calling. I appreciate
right.
it.
Yep, take care. All right, that's Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Corps. He's in a good mood tonight.
I wonder why.
He is in a good mood.
He made sure to put the cheerleaders over. He's like, man, it ain't like you're saying. I'm like, now I'm very curious.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.